from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Wit here, July 21st. The Comedy Desk, 7 sets, sketches, and stunts worth your 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from The Onion. No bars can hold me, says Andrew Tate entering 9th hour of trying to pry open cell. Andrew Tate spent a 9th straight hour wrestling with the metal bars of his Florida federal lockup, insisting the cells were just a mindset. He kept at it, grunting and pulling, while other inmates watched and chuckled. The effort turned into a self-inflicted injury, several fractured hand bones, yet he kept promising that more weightlifting would eventually give him the strength to break free. The whole episode reads like a performance art piece. A multi-million dollar influencer still convinced his brand can outrun concrete, framing the prison as a temporary inconvenience rather than a legal reality. The irony is that the only thing he's managed to pry open is a line between bravado and self-sabotage. In short, the saga is a reminder that even the most loudly self-styled alpha can end up bruised by the very bars he claims can't hold him. Next, second, from The Onion. Nation wakes up from strange dream where they were watching soccer. The Nation apparently woke up on Monday convinced it had collectively dreamed of watching a soccer match, complete with the kind of invested commentary you'd expect from a regular sports bar crowd. A 27-year-old from Philadelphia described the experience as vivid enough to remember the name Mbappé echoing everywhere, even though the dream's details were already slipping away. People across the country reported the same surreal scenario, screens everywhere showing a game they didn't know they'd tuned into, a sudden urge to argue offside calls, and a shared sense that the whole thing was oddly normal. No one seemed alarmed. The dream simply folded into the day like any other odd memory. By the time reporters checked in, the images had faded, leaving only the lingering question of why a whole nation would care about a sport they usually only hear about in passing. The takeaway? Even the most vivid collective hallucination can dissolve into nothing more than a brief, bewildering footnote in the morning news cycle. Up next, third, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency. I watched the Copa Mundial non-stop on Telemundo for 5 weeks, and now I don't habla inglés anymore. I'm Chad, from a very white part of Greenwich, and I decided to follow the World Cup after my Spanish neighbor, Pilar, asked if I liked soccer. My antenna was a mess. The usual English language channels were gone, and I didn't want to add another streaming fee, so I fell back on Telemundo, which was already on Peacock, thanks to my mum's love of Law and Order. At first, the Spanish commentary was a wall of excitement, and a single elongated goal I could latch onto. After a few days, the rhythm of the announcers started to make sense, and before long, I was picking up more Spanish than I ever thought possible, all while my boss assumed I was working from home. 5 weeks later, I'd spent roughly 20 hours a day glued to the screen, watching matches I couldn't even locate on a map. Cabo Verde versus Saudi Arabia, Croatia's surprise run, the US loss to Belgium. The immersion turned my English a little rusty, but it gave me the confidence to chat with Pilar in her native tongue, even if I still stumble over New Yorker or Nolan references. Now Spain has lifted the trophy, I've invited Pilar for ice cream, and I'm bracing for a meeting with my mostly white colleagues on Tuesday. I'm still figuring out how to switch back to English, but at least I can now order a tortilla de patatas without looking like a tourist. And then, fourth, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency, I'm Jimothy, the short-spined raccoon who has taken the internet by storm, and the collective weight of your adoration is breaking my already compromised back. A short-spined Seattle raccoon named Jimothy blew up online after a few seconds of footage, and the simple prompt, "What am I looking at?" The animal's unusually short spine is a congenital deformity, which turned him into a meme-worthy avatar for people craving a sprinkle of whimsy amid the daily grind. Fans have piled on affection, treating him like a tiny, hopeful mascot for a world they wish could be kinder. Jimothy's own statement flips the script, pointing out that the weight of collective hope is literally too much for his compromised back. He riffs on humanity's self-soothing habits. Junk food wrappers, single-serve meals, and a surge in prescription bottles, suggesting that a bit more fruit or a protein-rich lava might help. He also nudges us toward real-world interaction, hinting that the screen-mediated adoration won't fix the deeper disconnect he sees in our trash piles. The raccoon wraps up with a dry confession. He isn't a savior, just a quirky critter whose odd proportions give people a fleeting grin. He hopes the brief joy he sparks might stitch us together a little, even if the odds of that happening feel as slim as his vertebrae. That's the seven. The joke is, you came back. Same time tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.